Mental health care was a perfect topic for our group, especially since several of us felt connected to the topic. I personally, once my grandmother passed away, 5 months after my cousin was murdered, it was through music and my expression through song that helped me deal with my pain. I also have a team member who dealt with self-harm, and it was through her art that she found healing and strength. And these are the things we wanted to teach youth, that they can use their skills in order to deal with depression rather than harming themselves. Mental illness is rarely seen as a priority in healthcare. People who suffer from mental illness often feel stigmatized, which prevents them from getting the help that they need, which is why Project Save a Life was a powerful event. It was multifaceted, it was fun, it was innovative, and it was informative, but most of all, it involved our personal experiences. One roadblock that we ran into was registering youth for our event. Initially, we wanted to include the Barnabas and Booth House youth. However, we were able to connect with Girls Inc., Journey to Manhood, and youth in our community to reach our adjusted goal of 30 youth. I believe and I am confident that my team would agree that Project Save a Life was a success. Not only were the youth fully engaged throughout the event, they were able to recite facts and demonstrate the skills that they learned throughout the event. They were also equipped with journals for songwriting. We had art supplies for the art workshop, and they were able to demonstrate the yoga positions that they learned, as well as the culinary therapy.